Good morning, Feruban Radio Network. Take that back, Feruban Freedom Radio Network, FFRN. Ladies and gentlemen, today is a new day. Multitasking with publisher Ayo Dele Olagbaju Ayetigbo as your multitasker presenter. I just left a program. At the program, I realized that the disease troubling Aboyade affects all the Oya worshippers, all of them suffering from the same ailment as Aboyade. Equality of the sparrow, we are born equal, and our exit, we exit. My MBPE equally, but how could be different from one individual to another, ladies and gentlemen? At the program, I realized that death merchants are all over the place. Health industry, a lot of people are making buku money, pushing fear of death by way of advocating that in order to stay healthy, you must be super clean. And we hear that cleanliness is closeness to God, to being God-like. So you see people depicting, or pastors depicting God in white robe, as in Redeemed Church on Frankfurt Avenue, tail end of Frankfurt. Sometimes when I went there, I think the pastor at that time was called Pastor Dakbo or so. He was walking around the church, inspired by the Almighty Creator, was touching congregants' forehead. When he touches your head, you will fall onto your seat and sit down. I don't know what power he was using, but I determined that if he should touch my forehead, I wasn't going to just to fall into the seat or something, as if I was under seizure or something. It was frenzy that day at the Redeemed Church. Spooky. And gothic, hearing voices, all kinds of voices. He even said that there was a witch in the church that day, that the person should raise up her hand or his hand. And then a lady raised up her hand. Yeah, here I am. I couldn't make sense out of that event. So, anyhow, after he finished that drama, then the talking drummer came out to give a witness that he saw God almost while Dakbo was preaching and sermonizing and the rest, and that God was going around the church, touching some people and not touching some other people. And that for the first time of his life, of attending that church, being a member of that church, he cried, he wept. So I don't see the nexus, the connection. Why you should cry for seeing God touching some people's forehead and not touching others? It didn't make sense to me, but hey, what makes sense these days? So then Dakpo took the microphone to say that the drama that we saw was teleguided by the Almighty Creator, that if he touched your forehead, that was how God wanted him to do. That's what God wanted him to do. But that if he missed your head, well, just too bad. A month later, I met the talking drummer at Maxwell Ayeti's house what is it called? Off on Belia Road, Woodley. Then I questioned him. What exactly did he say to give the testimony he gave? He said, brother, you must be heavy spiritually or something. I couldn't figure the argument or what he meant by that. No, it's just a question. It's a journalistic question. All right, ladies and gentlemen, 7 minutes and 23 seconds. And the time right now is 6:34. Baltimore, early morning in Baltimore, Maryland, USA. He's used on my mind. Yesterday, I was thinking of doing what I used to call 24 hours nugget or 48 hours nuggets. But yesterday at the program, issue of cigarette smoking came up. A man who appeared like sickly, you know, everybody is sick. Most people are sick these days, especially when you attain a certain age. You cannot be as vibrant as somebody. If you are in your 60s, 70s, 80s, there's no way you're going to be as vibrant as the young talks. So this man stood in front of us, those of us who sat on the bench, you know. There was one guy there who, the first time I met him, he didn't believe that Jesus Christ arose the third day of death, and that it was contrary to law of God, that once you're dead, you cannot rise up again. But I pointed to him, but Jesus in the narrative is said to be the Son of God, and God does things miraculously as he please, and that nobody can challenge God. But that is religion. You either take it or leave it. I guess this guy must be a Muslim, and his thought was like that of A.I. Lahore, who also did not buy the idea of Jesus Christ rising up the third day, and maybe vanish to heaven or something. And I think most Muslims don't buy that. I think that's a difference or something. And I was arguing that it's a question of faith. You either believe in it or you don't believe in it. And that it's not a big problem for me, because we're talking about 2024 years ago. Long time. Where were you 2,000 years ago? Can you figure it out? Where was I 2,000 years ago? I think I was nobody. Maybe in the thin air or something. Maybe like an ordinary air. Ladies and gentlemen, 11 minutes and 6 seconds. At least I'm producing something. And I have my own issues, sleeplessness, and you cannot, maybe your phone is dead. Your phone is dead, and you can't read. I took with me to the program one of my published books, my social book, and I was reading Come Back Lisa that I wrote. I said last night, I read that, and for the first time, it made sense to me, because I discovered that after you've been reading and rereading your own thoughts, you get bored. I get bored easily. I said it in another podcast. What about you? So yesterday, dead. Today, new day, but we can visit yesterday to make today or this morning's talk points, ladies and gentlemen. So AI Laoa called, and we yin yang as usual. And I think when somebody lies, I fight it, because I believe in speaking truth to power, or writing truth to the best of my knowledge to power. But others, they just liars, lying children of the devil. They lie a lot. So we got into our usual argument, and he complained about some people, no matter what you do for them. You see, life is so complex, and dealing with human beings is the most complex thing, because we're not going to buy into your thought right away. Nobody buys into mine. So he says that when he helps some people, so those people, they turn around to say he ain't done much. And my position on that is that there are others who do for friends without broadcasting about it. Anytime when you do somebody a favor and you start blowing the trumpet about it, the person, if it comes to an argument, the person is not going to, just because you lifted me up or you appreciate my work and you sell it some money to me, I don't think I owe you really, because I'm always advertising about fund me. This is work. But my community, they would rather treat me like I am a beggar. But not everybody, because my friend, who is a colleague in the field, on January 1, he funded this operation. And AI Laoa, all the stuff he's talking about in the last, maybe 3-4 years, did not even get up to what my own son. Okay, that's him on WhatsApp. He left a voice note that I've chosen not to open up yet. And you see, don't mess with media people, because all our experiences of past years, of 60 years, 70 years of being alive, or 75, we bringing it to the table. Okay, at any given point. Like, for example, I had experience with Princess Adeshida, Bola Adeshida, when she was trying to publish her first Nigerian television guide. I was its first editor, somewhere around Surulere. So I went on an assignment to Enugu to cover 1983 presidential election. Very bloody. And it was that period that I interviewed Eddie Ayagu of Channel 50, and also Lovett Oji of Channel 50. Lovett Oji came to my presidential hotel room 116 or so to be interviewed. I was like a superstar. They were even treating me like Bode Alade or so, or Alalade or something like that, you know, some Lagos TV star, NTA superstar of that time. They thought I was, you know, in my three-piece brown suit. Ladies and gentlemen, 17 minutes and 50 seconds. So the thing is, experience is the best teacher. You know, you must experience life before you can have anything to say. So when you complain about the problem you're having with other people, I mean, I may buy into it or not buy into it, because it's not everybody who has bought into my product or my service the way I want. They be coming up with all kinds of rationalizing away, as Rando Echoes used to say. Rando Echoes was MKO Abiola's image man here in Washington, D.C. during the NADECO struggle days, ladies and gentlemen. 18 minutes and 59 seconds. All right, good enough is production nonetheless. Ayodele Ayetigbo's multitasking podcast. You have something to say yourself, say it. You don't have any shame part to say, then shut it up or shut it down. 19 minutes and 29 seconds. Thank you and God bless.